Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you very much for listening tonight. I'm Jennifer Hellman, intuitive life coach, writer, and host of AIR. Tonight's guest on this pre-recorded show is a return visitor, Serene Love. She empowers your soul with a DNA clearing. As she has said on her card, the heart opens, peace and joy emerges when the soul learns, lessons are learned. She will be discussing duality and many other aspects, as well as doing a visualization during the show. It will all be worth your listening, and I have been blessed with this woman's presence in my life since December. I did go through her session with a DNA clearing, and since then, many things have changed in my life, including a new relationship that has been quite the blessing for me. So Shireen's website is shireenlove.com. That's SHARINELOVE.com. Please visit it. It has wonderful information and a way of getting in touch with her. And with that, good evening, and how are you doing today?
I'm magnificent today. Thank you, Jennifer.
It was always a pleasure to talk to you, and a lot of things are shifting in the universe these days, aren't they? Not just on planet Earth.
It's not just planet Earth. The whole universe is going through a gigantic transformation now. That's true. Just so that your listeners understand what I mean when I actually know what's going on in the universe, I'm also an intuitive, and as I was learning and growing and healing my own life and my own heart, I realized that first you work on getting rid of your own baggage. And once you've got enough of that, you start working on your families and all of their baggage. And then many people get to the point where they're working with groups of people. So you'll see people championing the cause of women or people who just got out of prison or any group or even animals.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do that, pretty soon you're working for all of humanity to help all of humanity heal and get rid of their baggage. And about 2.5 years ago, I made it to the universe level so that now I'm aware of not only what's going on planet Earth energy-wise and emotion-wise and how much baggage we have left, but I'm also aware of trends and other species in the universe. So that's the perspective that I'm now teaching from. It's great to know, but as far as I'm concerned, everything has to come down to, is it for my practical life today? Can what I learn from Shireen or from these clearings or from this wisdom help me get along better with the people at work, in my home, in my family, the next family gathering, things like that? So I try to make everything very practical.
And it really does. I will throw in a little my own two cents in here in the fact that after the clearing, I really saw a difference in my family's relationship with me and them. It truly was very kind of like, wow, this is amazing, and friends as well. So when did you realize that you were working on a universal level, not just here?
When I started asking questions of spirits and getting answers that really applied to other species, it's like one thing that I realized when I was just working on my own stuff and my other people was that we all have a not good enough button. It's like every single person on this planet has that same thought that either they're not good enough or somebody else isn't good enough. Or the government isn't good enough, or the culture isn't good enough, or their parents did it to them, or something. And when I started to see that being pretty universal when it comes to humanity, I started to ask questions in my meditations and realized that I was able to work with and understand other species too. There are 17 species that all have the not good enough button, and two of them have gotten to the point of being at war all the time. And so that's how I started to realize that it's not like, you know, I got a burning bush or something like that, or it arrived in the mail. You're now at the universal level. It just started to be unveiled that what I was able to know and understand pertained to more than just humanity.
And as you have stated, you do your best to make it very practical on planet Earth. How difficult is it to really stay grounded?
I don't find it difficult at all. But that's because I've had a lot of practice. It's even when I was growing and evolving and I'd reach all of these different levels and states, it always came down to, well, is that going to help me pay the mortgage?
Yes.
And that is who I am. I'm a very practical person. And all of the spiritual woo-woo that you can go through and the highs, and it's almost like drug-induced euphoria, doesn't get you to be in a better relationship with yourself or with other people. And so I always brought it down to the practical, because to me, that it had to make sense and it had to be useful. Otherwise, it was just something I experienced in meditation. And so what I have found with my own life, as well as with the people that I work with, is exactly what you've mentioned, that people get results in their everyday life. I've had people do clearings with me and tell me within 2 hours that their son came home from work, and for the first time ever, he did not yell at his teenage daughter and was actually happy. And the mother was in awe that it had worked that quickly. I've had other people tell me within 2 or 3 days they had already had a family gathering, and everyone got along better than ever before. And the only person who knew that the clearing happened was my client.
Right.
It's like the mother knew, but then she watched all her children getting along.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I know this works, because it not only affected me and my own heart and my own getting rid of my own depression and my own anger issues, things like that, but I see that the effect does have a very practical effect. One of my clients said that he has worked with a lot of very highly evolved teachers, but what they gave him was highs in meditation, and what I give him is a way to be happy at work and unify all the staff, and his boss is happy, and nobody's yelling anymore, and there's no union issues, and everybody's patting him on the back rather than fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he's getting letters from all around the country to the corporation's bosses about how wonderful he is. And before, he couldn't keep a job and was fighting with his boss and being yelled at all the time. And then came Shireen. So that's what I mean by it has to be practical. No matter what wisdom you get, it has to relate to you.
In real life.
In real life.
Okay. Now, often it's said when a healer gives a healing, they get healed themselves. I'm just curious, do you kind of get like a redo every time you do the session, or have you been to the point that this is just evens out and it just boosts your energy? I'm not sure how much higher you can go vibration-wise, because you're a very high-vibe person.
Right. I find I get a high every time I do a clearing. And not only do I enjoy being at that level that I need to go to do the clearing, so that I get excitement just being there, but I get excited when people get it and their lives transform.
Yes.
Plus, I believe that this is a hologram, which means that every individual that I help heal, I'm really helping heal that part of me. Mm-hmm. And so the more people that I'm exposed to, the more people that do get it and do get their life into joy and peace and following their guidance and recognizing their own divinity and the divinity of all others, so that they really realize they're living inside their own divinity. They're living inside God. They're living inside their own soul. When they get that and that joy and peace comes out, I can't help but get a high. When people tell me the results of my clearings, the results that it has in their life, I start to cry because to me it's so wonderful that one more person on this planet is happy.
Right. And it's you've seen me with, I just laugh all the time.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to be in that state, and I have to admit my intuition and my connection is much clearer and much stronger than it was before, and it has made a huge difference in my life, most definitely. So one thing I have noticed is because I'm in that joy, when I feel like I'm heading towards a negative state, I recognize it almost so much faster than I used to.
Right.
And I catch myself and stop myself. Now, that's duality, correct?
Yes, it is.
Now, what is duality? Where did it come from?
Right.
What's it all about?
That's what I wanted to cover today, of how in the world did we get dualistic? What is it? And what do you mean I'm living in a hologram? It sure does seem real to me.
Mm-hmm.
In one of my meditations about a month ago, I had this visualization of a gigantic tablet, and I mean a stone tablet with lots of writing on it, being instilled or inserted inside of me, as if I was having an encyclopedia downloaded inside of me. And the name of this was called The History of the Universes. And what has happened as a result of it is that in my meditation, even without being aware of what I'm learning, I'm reading that tablet and understanding more. And then I am taking a very watered-down version and writing it so that people can understand how life works at an even deeper level and more than just on planet Earth, but how in the world we got here. Because one of the transitions that is happening on planet Earth now and why so many people are in extreme circumstances is because we are in transition from duality to what I call unilistic rather than dualistic, or unity consciousness. And so as I'm writing this history of the universes, it all came out of where in the world duality came from. In the beginning was consciousness. In the beginning was one. That's the beginning of my writing. And what happened was this consciousness that existed decided to unfold its potential, and it started to expand into all the possibilities that it could create. And it even delved into the possibility of what would it be like if I forgot who I was in my entirety so that I could uncover myself piece by piece. And it started to play this game of what it would be like to unfold its infinite possibilities, and it ended up creating universes. And what happened to begin with was it just broke itself up into little pieces that would interact with them, with each other, with themselves, with the assignment that as they were interacting, they would start discovering who they were, that they were all a part of the very same source, the very same creator. And that was like the end result of the game, was that every piece would start recognizing that it was unified to every other piece and that together they were the whole of everything and were actually the creator of everything that exists. So after that was played out for a while, then the conscious creator decided to expand the game into being individualized so that the parts had a chance to have free will to discover their its own origin independently of all the other parts. So rather than everything working together, each individual started to have free will, and it had the same goal of uncovering who it was, that it was a part of the whole, and that all the parts together were the entirety. But it had the divine ability to create through conscious choice, because it was a part of this creative consciousness that started it. And it basically needed free will so that it could time when it wanted to unveil its true identity, when it wanted to reveal to itself and to everyone else who it really was. And so since every individual was going to do it at a different time, they needed free will. And what happened was that it started to get pretty dramatic, because as each individual created its own life, its own choices, experiences, consequences, started to have interactions with everybody, it started to have the option to struggle or to have it be easy. And if it struggled, then it elongated the time that it was not knowing who it was so that it could make a dramatic entrance to everybody else saying, see, I finally made it.
Mm-hmm.
And that became more attractive. And what happened was that as all the individuals were trying to figure out what kind of lifestyle to have, what kind of experience to have as they uncover who they are, there started to be what was called like prototypes of individuals that people could follow, and mm-hmm. it's what we call now archetypes. And so there used to be comedians, there used to be, or still are, people who stay perpetual children until the very end and then all of a sudden grow up and realize who they are. Hero heroines, again, popular lifestyle, goes through all cultures. But what happened was victims and oppressors started to be created. And as creating through fear became an option rather than creating with fun and play, drama started to be manifest.
Mm-hmm.
And creating with fear caused more fear to be created. And then the unveiling of an individual's true nature, true purpose, became dramatic, became filled with delays, became almost like an addiction to struggle,
mm-hmm.
because the longer that they delayed happiness and health and prosperity, the longer they stayed not knowing who they were, thinking that they'd have this dramatic entrance at the end. And we got blame, resentment, feeling victimized, to the point that many beings lost track of who they really were and what they were really about to unveil their true nature. Does that all make sense?
Total.
All right. So we've got this universe of beings that are getting lost, forgetting who or what the real goal of life is. And so crowds of angelic helpers were called to guide and assist all the individuals back to uncover their real nature and their real purpose. And lots of positive energy fields and angelic helpers helped. But all that they could do was guide an individual. Because of free will, they had to help the person realize that what they were thinking is what they were creating in their life. And they couldn't step in and change things because of free will.
Right.
And so if the person kept repeating fear, disease, poverty, being victimized, worry all the time, then that's what ended up being created. And it made people think angels didn't exist and that they were all alone and that this really was a universe full of things to be afraid of, when in truth, it's as simple as waking up to who you really are and getting out of the drama and being willing to stop your addiction to struggle. So when there were people who were willing to go direct into the light and find out who they were, and people who went away from the light, shall we say, away from who they are in order to stay more dramatic.
Right.
We ended up creating dualism. And it's as simple as there being more than one choice on how to get things done. In other words, you can go to the light, you can go to the dark, you can go good or evil, you can go direct to source and uncover who you are, or you can indirectly go through pain, suffering, negativity, fear, feeling separated. But both paths had the intention of waking the individual up to who they were. The thought was that if the darkness hurts so much, it will motivate people to make this gigantic boomerang back into the light and everything would turn out right. And mm-hmm. So we all have within us what I call a bungee cord that's attached to the end result. It's like no matter whether you go directly to the light or if you go in the opposite direction, the bungee cord will only let you go just so far. And pretty soon it hurts so much to go against your true nature that you turn around and start running for ease, comfort, health, wealth, prosperity, love, feeling unified with other people. So once duality took root, it was a little hard to get rid of because so many people were reinforcing it with every thought. But if you think about what it's like to live in duality, it's like if you can do anything and create anything you want, can you understand that you know that consequences are going to be there no matter what choice you make, and it can make you absolutely frozen in fear on what to do?
Yes.
When I think of living in duality, it's like I get paralyzed because I know that any decision I make is going to have gigantic consequences. That's just going to be the snowball effect, and I'm going to end up who knows where, and not doing anything seems safer. And that fear makes people feel alone. It makes them feel separated. It makes them feel separated from love, not supported. God's not real. Or if God's real, how in the world do I ever get my guidance on how to get out of this mess?
And a lot of abandonment as well.
A whole lot of abandonment, separation, bigotry, war, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And so one thing that the universe did was, since it still had a group of these pre-individualized beings, shall we say,
mm-hmm.
that didn't get caught up in free will and in individualization. They were still parts, but they worked together as a group. What they did was figure out that if we put all of these individuals in a school where they can experience the result of their actions and the results of their thoughts, everybody will wake up to the light and it'll all be done and we'll all go back into being one consciousness and one being.
And people do call that school night school.
It is night school, okay, but it's also called planet Earth.
Yes.
Right? Planet Earth is an experiential school that's a hologram. And a hologram is something that looks solid, but it is really made up of intersecting light or energy fields. The hologram that most people have experienced is in the haunted house in Disneyland or Disney World, where you see these light beings following you around or being on the walls or dancing in a ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like light, and at the same time they look three-dimensional and they move. So they look animated and they look solid, and at the same time, you know, you can see right through them that they're light.
Right.
And that's a hologram. A hologram is made by light, and at the same time it looks and feels, if you're adjusted to it, as if it's real. And so this is a hologram. That does not mean planet Earth is not important. Not only is it the only game in town, it's like telling a child going to school isn't important because it's not real. But without going to school, they could never handle the real world and being an adult. So they have to go to school to learn and grow. So some people think, well, this is a hologram. It's not real. I don't have to worry or think anything. You know, it's like no matter what I do, it's not important. But that's just the opposite. It's very important because this is how you learn oneness. This is where you learn it. This is where you learn who you are. And so the hologram, as far as I can tell, was set up for two reasons. First is you can't hurt yourself and anyone else in a hologram because it's all light.
Right.
So that all our wars and trying to destroy ourselves and destroy everybody else, you can't do, because you can have all the drama and executions and deaths you want, but the soul is eternal. And so what ended up being created was human-like forms incarnated by souls playing in a holographic school called Planet Earth. And the second reason that it's a hologram, besides the fact that we can't hurt each other, is because a hologram is the closest thing to oneness that I know of that can be played out this way. In a hologram, any part of the hologram contains the whole, which means 20 dancers in a ballroom, they're all dancing with each other, they all look like separate beings, and at the same time, if you would take even a piece of that image and blow it up so you could see more of what it is, you'd see the all 20 dancers, even though you're only looking at someone's coat or someone's arm. You'd see all 20 dancers in every single bit, every single part. It's like if you have a holographic apple, it looks like an apple, it's really a hologram, you take one little bit of it, say the stem or a seed, and if you blow it up so that, or enlarge it so that you can, enlarge is the better word, if you enlarge it so you can see the detail, you'll see the whole apple in there. So that in a hologram, we all look separate. We look like we've got distinct boundaries between me and you and me and the chair and me and the table and me and the air. And in truth, we're all part of the whole. So that the outside world looks separate to me. It looks like it's a distinct separate being or a distinct separate thing. And in truth, it's a part of me. Jennifer, you're a part of me.
Yes.
I'm a part of you. And to make it a little more simplified, even though it's not exactly accurate, it's like you're my intuition. If I use our relationship for you to help me understand my own intuition, you're that part of me. If my mother's my nurturing part, then yes, she seems separate, but she's really a part of me and symbolizes that in my life. If she's my oppressor, then she symbolizes that in my life, and it's really coming from me having oppressive thoughts with me and having to externalize it in the outside world to play it out.
So it's the mirroring effect, correct?
It's a mirroring effect, so that even though it's a little hard for all of us who think we're all separate, distinct, to think that we're really all of humanity and all the whales and the dolphins and all the elements, that's a little overwhelming to a human brain. But if we think of a wild animal being our wild nature, and that our animalistic nature, and that how we treat that animal, we are in turn treating our animal nature that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have someone who is sick or lonely and we treat them with love and respect and help them heal, we're helping that part of us heal. So that it's one way to go from thinking dualistic, everything separate, to finally getting to the understanding that we're really all one. We're one being in what looks like separate bodies, and that what you do for the least of men, you do for me. Because you're really me.
Right.
And so everyone who helps anyone else on the planet is really helping me heal. Anyone who helps themselves is helping me heal. When I help myself heal, I help all of humanity. Because the higher wisdom I can get, it spreads out into all of us. Because we're all one.
Yes.
Do you have any questions on that before I go on?
Well, I just more like a comment. And it was a few days ago, I felt that oneness. And very deeply and profoundly. And it was hard to describe exactly what I was feeling, but it was a beautiful feeling. So it's interesting to have that oneness, and I do hope everybody eventually feels, and I do think they will. But through that, is there something that can help us understand and not get overwhelmed by the idea of oneness? Or is it something that we just need to go with the flow and see where it goes?
The only thing any individual has to do is be the best being that they can be. That's our total and complete responsibility. When I am the best me that I can be, I will naturally help heal the planet just by being me. And it does seem overwhelming if you think, oh my God, then I have to help every single country that's broke and it's just overwhelming. You have to help you and do what feels best for you, because we all as individuals have gifts. And those gifts that you've got help you as well as can be used in service to others. But the amount of service you do to others, you basically need to stay in balance doing service to yourself as well as others so you don't go into overwhelm.
Mm-hmm.
And so all you ever have to do is be the best you can be. So it's like one of your gifts is intuition.
Yeah.
It obviously helps you. It helps you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you make decisions. It helps you understand yourself. It helps you understand others, have better relationships, and help other people in their own healing. And so you're helping yourself with that gift as well as being of service to others. All of our gifts are like that. It's like a person called a healer learns how to heal themselves first, how to love themselves, how to even love any diseased cells, and the lessons that their body's telling them and teaching them. And then by getting that much farther down the path, or getting farther down the maze, whatever you want to call it, once one person gets farther down, then they can help heal others. So all of the gifts and all of the wisdom that we have gained in our own life is the first goal. Because remember, the goal is to know who you are.
Right.
And that in itself will help heal the entire universe and every species that exists. Love is always the answer. No matter what the question is, love is always the answer. Because when we hate ourselves, we hate other people, and we create war. when we accept ourselves, get to self-love, self-acceptance, we get to the point of being able to love others, and then war goes away. So it always comes down to who you are as an individual, how you treat you. That's the whole goal, and that's why I had to understand how this whole thing came to be, because I'm over there wondering, why in the world does existence exist? You know, this
right.
is a pretty funny game that we're playing. And it's so that we will discover who we are and we'll finally get back to our own divinity and our own connection with everyone else and realize unity. Humanity has recently gone through a level of ascension, a step towards ascension. People talk about ascension all the time. People talk about oneness. Doesn't seem really practical. It seems like something that's more of a theory. So let me help you understand it in practical terms. When we all feel separate, when we feel, when we're coming from duality, everything's separate, we're sure that since we're feeling fear, there must be a better way to do things than some other way.
Right.
So we're always comparing ourselves to everybody else. What that means is somebody's better than me or somebody's worse than me, and we're trying constantly to judge ourselves and judge other people, trying to feel safe and trying to be better.
Right.
What that does is create bigotry, because all we're looking at is differences, saying, well, this one's better and that one's worse, so I'll choose the side that I'm better than everybody else.
Right.
Still the not good enough button. You're just looking outside of yourself to say what's not good enough.
And getting that bigger car.
Yes, getting the bigger car, the bigger house, or maybe people will love and approve of me, and I will finally feel safe if I make a certain amount of money, if I have the right clothes, if I look good to everybody. They won't know how scared I am inside.
Right.
And so all war, anger, depression, they're all attitudes that come from duality, that come from feeling not good enough. True reality is not only are you good enough, you're the entirety of conscious creation and the magnificence that exists. You just haven't woken up to that fact yet. So how in the world could you not be good enough?
Right.
And that's the uncovering. That level by level, aha moment by aha moment comes when we all end up realizing that we're one. So the universe is going from dualistic thinking, where we're all separate, where we're in fear, where greed is, I'll take the money and fuck everybody else. I'm sorry, that is French, I know. But it's an attitude that comes from being separate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the universe now, including humanity, is going towards oneness, is going towards unity, and that's part of our ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And in that attitude, it's, I'm magnificent, you're magnificent, you have gifts that all of humanity needs, and I need, and I have gifts that will serve myself as well as you, and together we can create utopia on planet Earth and finally get it to be a support system and service to ourselves as well as others. So that we get to what I call unity or unilistic thinking, which leads us to oneness. When we look at what is happening right now in the world, we're in the middle of feeling the consequences of greed, feeling the consequences
mm-hmm.
of duality, people feeling as if they've been separate, that they have to take care of themselves, nobody else matters, I've got to survive. And the result of feeling those consequences is countries coming together. What are we going to do about the financial situation? How can it serve the best and highest good of all involved, not just the few top executives? So whether it's an individual saying, well, I want this house, whether I can afford it or not, and the mortgage company is just going to have to figure out some other way to make a living than off me,
Right.
That's the same attitude that was in the corporate executives. And so all of us are coming together now in groups of countries, in neighborhoods, in families to help and support each other. You are watching the birth of the unilistic universe. You're watching the birth of unity. It is a learning curve, but at the same time, you can see it happening everywhere. There are groups coming together just to help people who are in bad financial circumstances because of the economy, so that it is unifying people. When you watch movies like The Secret, or I tell you that you're really creating your world out of your thoughts, it can get a little confusing when you start seeing people, whole countries in famine, little babies and little children with cancer and devastating diseases, and it's like, how in the world can that little baby have had enough thoughts to create cancer? How can all of those people have created famine? It sure does look like they're being victimized. What that is a call for unity. It's a call for people whose guidance tells them to help that group to join together with compassion to help stop genocide, help stop communicable diseases, help stop the consequences of this current economy. It's a call to unity, and that's why the whole world elected Barack Obama, mm-hmm. because he kept knowing through his community relations and organizing that when each person takes responsibility for their own life, for their own self, and then joins with others to help groups, miracles happen.
And he stated it. Well, it's interesting because he always says, when. He always said, when I am elected. Not if, when. So he's stating a fact versus being wishy-washy. So his thought formed that reality.
Yes. And if you'll notice, I saw it on the internet, I've seen it on TV, how many other countries gathered by the thousands to be in his presence when he went into other countries? How many other countries celebrated his victory of being elected? How many people are imitating him in Brazil, where they won't let black people, African Americans, be elected to public office? In different parts of Africa and different parts where there's even more separation and chastisement of differences than there is in America now. But the whole world went through it, and mm-hmm. we are now all joining together, and piece by piece, I take care of me, I take care of my own mortgage, I take care of my own utilities, and I'm in service to myself and all of humanity. That's how we get to ascension. That's how we get to the end result of oneness.
Mm-hmm.
That's what breaks dualism. Humanity is waking up to who it really is.
Now, as you said, because of the free will,
yes,
some people take a little bit longer than others.
Yes.
With the current shift of energy, and there is some major shifts going on, is it kind of forcing people to stop playing the game so slowly?
Yes. I feel we have gotten to the point where having baggage is more uncomfortable than it has ever been in our existence. So that we have to stop playing the game. People in America, just one country, but people in America had to realize that when they don't pay their mortgage, it affects the economy in Japan and in all of Europe and in Africa and the whole world. And so we have to take individual responsibility as well as be in service to others and let others be in service to us. Because your gifts, and I'm speaking about every human's gifts, help me.
right.
The same way my gifts help everybody else. We're all in this together. Nobody gets out alive. No, we all get out alive. We just don't take our bodies with us.
No.
But at the same time, our true nature is to come back to the recognition and experience of oneness with everything that is. When people tell me that they don't believe in God, it's like the vision I get is, you are living inside of God. You are a part of God. Every thought you have is God. You are being guided by God. Every thought and experience and emotion you have is part of your waking up to God. The table's God. The air is God. Your thoughts and emotions are God. Every person around you is God. And that's not seeing the forest for the trees. So whether you use you in that sentence or whether you use God in that sentence, or your soul, or spirit, or universal consciousness, or unconditional love, it's all the same. We're all in this together, and we are all in divinity now. And all we have to do is wake up to the fact that we are good enough, we're on a learning curve, and we just have this social studies problem called economy, all right, and cultural phenomenon, and et cetera, et cetera. It's a social studies test that we're in the middle of right now in Planet Earth School. And when we fix healthcare and energy and are more responsible for ourselves and more responsible to Planet Earth to help it heal, so that it can produce a wonderful environment for us and all the rest of the inhabitants, like I said, the whales and the dolphins and the eagles and falcons and dogs and cats and everybody else that's here with us, every plant. I just took a writing workshop, and I ended up writing something while I was looking at grass, and some of the grass was faded, brittle, hard, and some was the new shoot. And I realized that that new leaf of grass had to break through all of the darkness, containment, restriction of the earth in order to follow its natural tendency to want to be in the light and feel freedom. And that's the same thing a soul does.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you look at a blade of grass to get enlightenment or your own soul, it's everywhere, because everything on this planet is pointing you in the same direction. Go towards the light, go towards love, love yourself, love others, quit judging yourself. You are good enough, so is everybody else, and we're going to get better and better as we get more wisdom rather than get cranky and angry.
Right. Now, we have about 10 minutes left.
Yes, let's do a visualization.
Okay.
All right. What this visualization is to have everyone get the experience of unity, get the experience of what you were talking about, of being one with everything.
Yes.
And so whether your eyes are open or closed depends on what you feel best with. I want you to be aware of the light in your heart. It's like a flame or a brightness in your heart. And I want you to put it on a dimmer switch so that you can start expanding it and getting it bigger and brighter. So now that light fills all of your heart, expands into all of your chest, so it's now filling your lungs, your ribs, your back. It goes down into your abdomen, fills all your internal organs, down into your pelvis, then starts traveling down into your legs, goes all the way down your legs and penetrates into every bone, nerve, muscle, every chemical and every atom, all the way down to your toes. And then have that light expand up into your neck, go across your shoulders, down your arms, and again, cell by cell, atom by atom, you're being filled with light. And then up into your head, And now expand that light in all directions so it not only fills you but surrounds you. And be aware that as you feel this, you are feeling peace and joy. No other emotions exist here. And keep expanding that out so you fill up the entire room that you are in with your light. And your light is penetrating through the floor. It's penetrating through the walls. It's penetrating through every item that seems separate from you now becomes a part of your energy field. And it keeps expanding until it fills the entire building that you are in. And now expand that light so that it fills every single body of your family. Your parents, whether they're with you in body on this planet or have gone beyond, every relative that you have, every significant other, your children, your spouse, your mates, your brothers, your sisters, your best friends, and then expand it out and have that energy fill your workspace and every person that you work with. And see how now they are a part of your heart light. And see them all smiling. And expand it out to the whole city. Take in the whole entire country of America. Go through all the surrounding countries. North America, South America. Keep going. Until you have enfolded the entire planet Earth in your heart light and you realize you are one with, they are in your energy, you are in their energy, and you are one being. And now expand that light out as far as you are willing. You can encompass all the angels, encompass all the other planets, the entire galaxy. You can expand it out as far as you want and realize that as you're doing this, you feel stable, you feel centered, your heart energy is filling everyone and everything, and there is nothing emotional going on except peace and joy. Now see every being that you have expanded, smiling, feeling peaceful, and all working together as a team. And as you're aware of it, go back to being aware of the country that you're in now and see all members of the government working together for the common good of all involved. And then see your family working together for the common good of all involved. And see your work environment, everyone working together for the common good of all involved. And then I want you to feel peace and love and joy for yourself. Forgive yourself for everything that you have thought you did wrong. Acknowledge it was a part of the learning curve, and you are now wiser and will no longer repeat that. And from this state, realize that you are connected to your intuition and can ask for guidance about anything because you're connected to all of the angels. You're connected to the very heart of God within your own heart. You are now connected to God's heart. You're now connected to your soul's heart. You're now connected to consciousness itself. Everything is within you and accessible. So if there's any question that you want to ask guidance for, now's the perfect time to do it. I'll give you time to do that. All right. Everyone come back and realize your eyes can be open and you can maintain this feeling. It doesn't have to go away. Anytime you feel fear, expand your heart.
And it really does work. So Serene Love at serenelove.com. I thank you very much for being on once again. It's always a pleasure.
It's
and
for me.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. So with that, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspiration. Until next time, this is Jennifer Hillman saying good night, many blessings, and thank you.